You want to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. It's where our lesson is introduced this morning. Romans chapter 5. And beginning in verse 1, this is a precursor to Paul. He is finishing up his ideas that are expressed in the chapter previous, talking about being justified through faith, giving that example of Abraham. And he's about to get into our glorying in suffering and tribulation, and how we are going to be able to endure that, and through that suffering we will have a reward. And in Romans 5 and verse 1, he says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." I want to talk about that idea of having access by faith into grace. There are so many people that teach the doctrine of salvation just by being alive. That grace is an umbrella that covers all of mankind. That there is no instruction or necessary means by which we have to gain access into that grace. But we see in Romans 5 and verse 2, this refutes that claim that grace just magically falls on whoever is alive. That we have to gain access into this grace. Access means admission. You think about entering in a contest or calling in onto a radio show and you win concert tickets. This has been freely given to you. You did not earn this. This was just given to you. You did not have to pay for this, but you do have to go down to the station and pick up those tickets. You have admission from those tickets into that concert. You can't just show up to that concert and say, "I called in on the radio when I won."